The economy has been struggling to pick up some momentum. That's led some analysts to conclude the nation is in the middle of a double-dip recession, and another downturn lies ahead. Some even believe the U.S. is heading into a decade of stagnation, the way Japan did when its stock market tumbled after the 1980s. Commentator Ev Ehrlich is more optimistic.
One important difference between this stock market sell-off and others of the past half-century is that the others were driven by fears about the economy's future. That is, in other bear markets, investors thought a bad economy was on its way. Less growth, smaller profits, maybe higher interest rates. So, no surprise, they sold their stocks. Sure, there's some of that now. Investors, for example, are beginning to figure out that every man, woman, and chimpanzee doesn't want to buy a cell phone. But that only shows you how deluded investors were in the first place. The driving force behind this bear market, in contrast, is a concern about skeletons in the corporate closet. The sentiment among many investors now is that if you buy a stock, you'll wake up to find its profit statement was written in invisible ink and its CEO had all the compunction of a Randy Ferret. So investors have decided that stocks are for suckers. They're waiting to see which billion-dollar company turns out to be the next Bunko scheme. Well, sure, the economy is slow and profits are down, but if the stock market was looking ahead, it would see some encouraging signs. Firms have done a good job of increasing their productivity and keeping their costs under control, which will pay off in the long run. Inflation has disappeared. Companies have stopped dumping inventories and will one day resume buying new equipment. And consumers are not putting their money under mattresses. In fact, low interest rates have let millions of people refinance their mortgages and increase their incomes. If you haven't yet, go do it now. You'll never borrow cheaper money for the rest of your life. In short, the economy isn't going to grow at the heady rates we experienced a few years ago, but it isn't about to go into a tailspin. Left to its own devices, the economy might even grow faster in the second half of the year than the first. Recent slow growth doesn't justify proposals to, for example, cut capital gains taxes or let investors claim larger losses on their tax returns. Those proposals would only subsidize more stock selling and weaken the market further. Every new expansion has to take out the trash of the old one, and that's what's happening now.
The comments of Ev Ehrlich, Senior Vice President of the Committee for Economic Development in Washington, D.C. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.